at Newburyport High School in the athletic director's office, talking with Kyle Hodson, the new AD at Newburyport. And Kyle, as we usually do, when I talk to someone for the first time, I like to get a little background as to the person's biography, where he's been, and how he ended up where he is. So let's get into it.
Okay, well, thank you. Thanks for joining us here today. I'm a longtime New Hampshire resident. I grew up in New Hampshire. I went to high school and college in New Hampshire.
Where?
Somersworth, New Hampshire is where I grew up, and I played basketball and baseball at Plymouth State.
Okay.
And came back and was fortunate enough to get a head basketball and head baseball coaching position right out of college. And I did that for 10 years at a few schools in New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. And then moved back to Somersworth, and we transferred to Maine, and I coached a basketball in Maine, a couple of schools in Maine, and then from there I became an athletic director. So I coached, was a head basketball coach for 20 years, was an assistant football coach, head baseball coach at various times, but basketball was my longest tenured activity coaching.
What's the best memory you have from coaching basketball up there?
Well, I guess I have great memories at each place. You know, I was at Exeter High School at New Hampshire, mm-hmm. and at Nashua High School, and I guess the biggest things were our rivalry games, because from me not being from those communities, I didn't understand firsthand the rivalries, but it didn't take long.
Yeah.
And at Exeter, for example, we were 8-8 at one point late in the season, and Winnicott was a big rival over there. They were 16-0, and we beat them at the buzzer. and a great game, and so I really appreciate rivalries. And you know, when I was at Sanford and Bonnie Eagle in Maine, same thing. And here, with the tradition at Newburyport, with the close proximity of our schools, there are plenty of rivals, and I've really taken to that, and I appreciate what I've gotten myself into here.
I'm sure, because the Cape Ann League and the Northeastern Conference are so tight, as you say, the communities are so close together, and it's a great – I have this – getting off topic a second here, but I have this fantasy that someday there's going to be a Super League combining Cape Ann League and Northeastern Conference in all the sports, so all these natural rivalries can take place. But getting involved in Newburyport, how did it go now? You started in September, I understand, which means school was already underway.
That was a challenge coming in mid-season. I was fortunate to work with Bob Clark for a few weeks, and you know, he's a great person, great coach, great athletic director in his time here at Newburyport. So I spent some time, learned about the community. Also at that time, we were in the ongoing finishing touches of our new Jim Stalen Stadium here. So that's still ongoing, but it's we came in and were able to meet the deadline of a Thanksgiving football game, which we hosted Amesbury and won 36-34 in overtime in front of you know, almost 4,000 people. And the facility is just beautiful. So I've been able to be involved with the planning, the weekly meetings, the planning of the final stages of the stadium. And also the field dedication, which was the night before the Thanksgiving game, gave me an opportunity to really learn about the history here.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I met some former players, and I met Coach Stalen, and probably the most eye-popping memory I have in my short 4 months here is the night before the Thanksgiving game at the dedication ceremony. Everybody who was involved with the on-field presentation was in the tunnel inside waiting to be called out, and the first group to be called out was the youth, Newburyport youth athletes. Mm-hmm. So they and I was up front with Coach Stalen right at the beginning of the tunnel, and the Newbury youth kids walked by, and it was nice to see them. And then they mentioned the current Newbury High School athletes come on out, and they walked by. The next group was former players of Coach Stalen, mm-hmm. walked by, and it was the line was ongoing. It just didn't stop, and they just kept coming and coming, and it was pretty emotional for everybody there that, like, all these people came back to see, recognize this person and what he had meant to them in the city of Newburyport. And, you know, I kind of got the chills, like, wow, this is great timing to be coming into a community like this with the athletic tradition and the pride that's here. And, you know, it was a fantastic night, and it was Thanksgiving Day. The weather was beautiful, and we won in overtime, and it was really just, we couldn't have scripted it any better. So going back to the question, it was a challenge coming in mid-season. I'd like to be a season and a half ahead with planning.
Right.
And, you know, I'm slowly getting there. But the coaches and the people in the community have been very supportive. And it's really a unique place. And, you know, like I said, I'm from Somersworth. I still live in Somersworth, New Hampshire. But I look daily in Newburyport. I want my children to grow up in this community, be educated in the schools here, and play on our athletic teams.
I can't think of a better way to get introduced to a community than that. I have a similar story with we were doing a Thanksgiving Day game a couple of years ago at Beverly-Salem, big rivalry in the Northeastern Conference. And Ken Perrone had coached Salem for many, many years. He was a legend up there. But he was our analyst that day, and the former players in the stands kept coming up and interrupting the broadcast to say hello. So I know Coach Staley must have appreciated that as well, and all the kids who had him appreciate that. It's a great thing. And that's the other thing, Kyle, is that what you do, athletics are so important as part of an overall school education. And I think, for me, the thing I can't stand is the user fees, and I know some communities are beginning to get away from them. What's the status of that up here?
Well, you know, I don't know the history of user fees here in Newburyport, but I do know that compared to Maine, a user fee may be $25 per kid per sport, and many schools in Maine did not have it. Mm-hmm. Massachusetts, at least in the Cal, it seems to be common, and it's a few hundred dollars to, you know, $400, say, for a sport like football or hockey. I don't believe there's any discussion. I could be wrong, but I don't believe there's any discussion in the near future of changing that. In the big budget of a school, the user fees, that's just a small, very small percentage of revenue, but it does help in tight time. So it's difficult because athletes are paying to participate, and, you know, families who have multiple siblings who are involved, it becomes very expensive, and then we charge the parents to get into games. It's a very expensive program for our families, but it is something that we take very seriously as far as the athletics role in the school community and education process, and we're hoping that our athletes become better citizens, and our coaches are teaching character, and there's a reward for being involved with our athletic programs.
Well, let's get into the teams at Newburyport now. You discussed a little bit about fall. We'll leave that for another day, but let's talk about some winter sports. And I know that I was talking with Dan Harrison, the sports editor over at the Newburyport Daily News, and he was telling me about a couple of terrific things that are going on in the wintertime. But let's leave it to you. Let's start then. You know, what's been the successes, or where are the teams at the moment?
Well, we've already talked about basketball a little bit. Girls basketball started out 0-2. They were leading Pentucket late in the game, and a traditional power down here, and they lost 48-43 late. So then they lost to a strong North Reading team at home, and then since then they've run 8 in a row off. So it's exciting times for them. Tough game tomorrow night at home versus Hamilton Wenham, but things are. It's a pretty feel-good program right now for the girls. The boys started out 0-4, went over to Triton for their holiday tournament, and split there, and then since have won 4 in a row before losing the other day to Rockport at the end. So they had been on a nice roll as well. Our hockey team plays a very challenging schedule, plays Division I schedule. They scrimmaged BC High early in the season. They were leading 3-2 after two periods, ended up losing 5-4. But Coach Yameen has them playing an exciting style. We just played St. Mary's, number 6 in Mass, the other night. We've got St. John's Prep coming in, Catholic Memorial. Just a real difficult.
What are you doing with these guys? Yeah, that's amazing.
Difficult, challenging non-league schedule and coaching. Very demanding. So, we hope that at the end of the year, when the playoffs come around, that, you know, they're 6-3-1 right now. We're hoping that they, this competition will make them stronger for the playoffs. Our track teams are busy every day. We have 110 kids participating in track, and we have one of our students, Alec Raduca, has set a school, and, you know, I don't know how many records he set, but he's in the high jump at 6'10 right now, so he's currently tied in the United States this year at 6'10.
That's amazing.
And he said the other day he can do 7 feet. So, and I don't doubt it after talking to him.
Is he a senior?
He's a senior and very, very bright, interesting young man. And, you know, I think he's going to, I think he'll get to 7 feet. And I think, you know, he's going to score some points for us in the state meet.
Love it.
And our girls are doing well as well. We also co-op with four other sports with four Cal schools. Our swimmers are with Triton, and they have a meet coming up on Sunday at Ipswich. Our girls hockey is co-oping with Masco, and they're at Beverly on Saturday. We have a strong ski program or participants here from Newburyport over with the Georgetown program, and because of the way it works, they can only compete at the JV level. But if you compare times with the JV times and the varsity times, our top skiers, who happen to be from Newburyport on the Georgetown team, are right in the mix with the varsity. So those numbers are growing too. So maybe at some point in the future we start expanding what we can offer here at Newburyport on our own. We also have two wrestlers who are involved with the Pentucket team, and they're at Tingsboro on Saturday. So although it shows we have four, you know, girls and boys, basketball, ice hockey, and track here as our main sports in the winter, we do have four other sports programs or athletes who are participating on those sports programs. So we have very good representation here from Newburyport in the winter. And, you know, with the season halfway over, we're gearing up. We're hoping for a strong finish, but we're also gearing up for a spring season as well. And, you know, we have new coaches coming in three of our sports this spring. And
what's that?
What do you got? Baseball, we just hired Mark Rowe, who's a longtime Newburyport person. He was a successful head coach at Georgetown High School for 14 years. He was an assistant coach here as well. He has taken over the boys' baseball program. Girls softball has not been hired yet, but that will be, we will have a person within the next week for that position. We have girls tennis. Again, that we'll have a person within the next week.
Cool.
And then starting February 1st, we will start the football process to replace Coach Gaudiano, who was here for 28 years, who has retired from that position. So we have a large number of applications for that, a highly sought-after position. And with the new stadium and losing only four seniors, that is going to be a nice position for somebody to step into.
One of your games.
Who's the what's the process for hiring a new football coach? Who would be involved in that?
Well, like any of our positions, it's some people consider some positions bigger than others. From my position, they're all the same to some extent because they're all leaders of our young adults. Some are more high profile in the community. So for all of our positions. Myself and the Mr. Parent, Mike Parent, our principal, we screen the applicants. We determine the people to interview. And then we have a committee, usually one or two administrators plus myself, one or two head coaches in the building or on staff, an athlete or two, a community member / parent. So we try to have a diverse group. So that nobody's coming in with trying to push for one candidate. We give everybody who interviews, anybody we interview, we believe has a strong chance of being named the head coach. We're just trying to learn more about them. And it's a pretty grueling process. As far, you know, baseball, for example, we had 10 hours of meetings before we actually came up with a person, whether it was with interviews or just meeting with the committee. So we do a lot of work, and the end result is the best fit for Newburyport, and who's going to be the best person for our program. So right now we're one for one with Mark Rowe. Very happy to have him, and you know, the other three, it's going to be three big hires in the next few weeks.
My head is spinning with all this stuff. So it sounds like. Sounds like you more than have your feet wet. You're in up to your neck right now and swimming along pretty well, to use that analogy. Differences or similarities from your other AD job in coming to Newburyport? I'm sure there's a lot of similarities. I found all over, everywhere you go, the kids are pretty much the same. And, you know, coaches have their different styles, but the philosophy is all in favor of the kids. So what do you find that's either similar or different from what you've done in the past?
Well, I've always been at a Division I school, One school in New Hampshire was 1,800. One was 3,700. The Maine schools, my previous school that I was an athletic director at, was the third largest in Maine. And so I'm used to multiple programs. What I'm noticing here, though, is the athletes are definitely the same. I believe the athletes here are more committed. At least there's a higher percentage of athletes. We have about 60% of our student body participating in athletics. So that's nice for me because that means that's more students that I'll get to know on a more personal basis. What I do notice in Newburyport, I'm not sure if it's a Massachusetts trend or if it's just here, is the city is involved more with schools. Our mayor is the chairman of our school committee. In Maine or New Hampshire, that doesn't exist. So the relationship that I'm building with the city as well from that side is a great learning experience, and I enjoy working with that side of it. I've grown more in the last 4 months professionally because of the multiple people that I meet with, and the opportunity for me to have a voice in the various projects or just wanting my opinion. It's very rewarding, and I'm just thrilled to be here, and I'm really proud. I say this a lot. I'm proud to be a Clipper, and even though I'm not from here, people have accepted me, and I want to be from here. I want to be one of them, and as quickly as possible.
I know that being a longtime member of the Gloucester High School staff, and then broadcasting all over the North Shore for so many years, we get involved with a lot of schools. But the relationship with Newburyport has always fascinated me, and I do love coming up here. My wife, in fact, works in Newburyport. And that's the tradition. I mean, when you mention Coach Stalen, it's like, yeah, the tradition is fantastic, as it is, I'm sure, everywhere you go. But it sounds great. It sounds like you're having a very positive experience, and you're enjoying it.
I'm enjoying it. I'm really looking forward to meeting the kids. I really haven't had a chance to get to know them because I came in late and I didn't have preseason meetings in the fall. And I will say that we have a color day here the day before Thanksgiving, and that's like a pep rally, and it's each class competes, but it's the whole school coming together, and they welcomed me that day, and I mean it was fantastic. I mean, and I'm hoping that we can expand on that, and we have great student support at some of our games. I'd like to see that expanded to more of our teams. But when the kids that attend games are great, they're passionate. If the opportunity ever comes up where they might be pushing, crossing the line, they're very respectful when I just talk with them, and they're just trying to give our home team an advantage without, it's still being respectful of the opponent. So it's nice to see that. The football, the Thanksgiving game, they were great. Hockey games, they're fantastic. Boys basketball, they're showing up. Like to see a little more support from everybody at more events. But, it's a great community here for our athletics.
Final question for me is, have you gotten to know some of the other ADs to this point?
I have. We have monthly meetings, and we talk almost daily because of scheduling is the number one. We have so many things that we do, but scheduling is what it's all about. We've got to make sure everything is accurate and in the best interest of both schools, and we're working hard on spring and fall right now. But we talk about everything from current issues to what would you do if, and many of all of them welcomed me as soon as I came in. Bob Clark sent out my information, and I received emails and phone calls. And then at our athletic director meeting, I had personal conversations with each of them. And just in 4 short months, athletic directors it's a pretty unique group because of the various jobs that they do within their job. The hours, tireless hours that are spent. We share that bond, and whether I was in Maine or New Hampshire, it's the same. It's just the name changes, and the person on the other side is the same, and that's another rewarding part of this position. Just like when I coached, when you could interact with coaches from other communities, that was fantastic. Same thing with athletic directors.
It's a special club that you're in for sure, because you do have that you can share. Kyle, anything else you want to mention about Newburyport High School, Newburyport sports, or your time here so far?
Well, I've mentioned facilities. We're building a new baseball field that will be ready in 2017. Our youth soccer field, which our varsity team played on this year, is just renovated. That will be new in the spring. The football stadium is just finishing up here. So it's a great time for people to come to Newburyport if they haven't been here to see an event, to come back. If you're an alum, come back and see how things have changed. With new coaches coming on board, new administration here in the with athletics, it's a great time to be a Clipper. And you know, I encourage people to come and check out an event.
Tremendous. Best of luck.
Thank you.
That is Kyle Hodson, who is the athletic director at Newburyport High School. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.